somehow I'll be a better person. This will make me better. My problems will get dealt with. My issues will get resolved. So if the divine comes to you, then what's happened is the divine has come to you. If something from the beyond reaches to you, there's no promise in it. There's no guarantee in it of any amelioration of anything. Although we like to think that those things can and will happen. But that's our idea. The beyond really isn't much concerned with our problems. That which is infinite, that which is eternal, that which is profound, doesn't muck around in our issues. That's our playground. So it's good to understand how a deeper connection to the profound, to the divine, to truth, to God, to whatever your word is, it's good to understand that that doesn't resolve things. The better understanding is that your cooperation with that touch, your cooperation, your, if you will, surrender to the divine's influence on you if it evolves and becomes complete and sincere and open and full can solve many of your problems, is likely to make you a better person. Can end many of your anxieties. So it's not that divine drops from the sky and solves your problems. Or evolves you into some better form of human being. But your response to divine will and to the actual coming of the profound into your life can have those effects, but it's up to you. It's up to how much you recognize and respond to the truth that's come to you. That's completely in your control. And it isn't a process of garnering something. The idea that something will be realized and you'll gain something, that's not what happens. But if you really want to gain something, then you have to open yourself. In essence, you have to bow down. It's a process of humbling. You have to become so humble that the very humility, the very right seeing, the very correct understanding, the very heart opening